been hurt, but I feel the Holy Ghost. God will reveal it to you how it.
I believe with all my heart you are a real born-again believer. How could that spirit be seen when you get sick and get weary and you're a nervous factor and you get things on your mind, little bitty things, and you keep doing it boldly? You get somebody on your heart you want to pray for, and get them prayed for. You can't rest, you get that person prayed for. As you then take it on the other side, Satan maybe might present something that you not this way. See, they can't, God, you're a nature, and God works and Satan works. And when Satan tries to make you believe that you're not, see, you keep building this, maybe this, see, don't look at yourself, Sister Bruce. Remember, I'm fixing to pray for you. I'm not worthy of that. I think, what would I do if Jesus Christ was sitting here now? And what would he do if he was sitting here? He lays hands up. With his great faith, see, get you well. Well, I think, well, I'm a sinner, I'm not him, but I come to represent him. But remember, me being a sinner, and before God, I'm not a sinner, neither are you. We got a blood sacrifice in there. God don't even see us. He hears our voice, but he sees the blood of Christ. That's it. He sees the blood of his own Son. As our voice, Christ's blood, that is Christ. Therefore, we're not sinners no more. We are Christians. I believe you to be a genuine Christian woman. I remember
I make so many mistakes and I fail.
That's why Christ had to die. So that your mistakes would be lauded to you. See, he took your mistakes. Your desire and your heart is to serve him. All right? That's what he died for, so you could serve him. Not your mistakes are not looked, not lauded to you. See, he is your propitiation. He is your sin offering. Your sins are not known. You're not a sinner before God. Christ took your sins and became you, because your desire is to serve him.
But I've never had an experience that I have been sealed, Madalia. That I can put my foot on.
All right. Notice this. Ordinarily, a human being is born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. That's the nature of a human being. That was your nature. A changed one. What changed him? There you are. That's it. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life and shall not come to the judgment, but hath passed in. Pass from death to life. St. John 5:24. Jesus speaking. So you're a Christian, Sister Bruce. I've watched your life. I've watched you under vision. And I know you're a Christian. See? Not one speck of the I am your shepherd as was. Somebody got me. If there was any doubt in my mind, if I thought you was something was wrong, I'd tell you, Sister Bruce. But if there's anything wrong, your experience, anything wrong between you and God, is more than I know anything about. See? Now, we're going to pray.
You're not going to die.
You're not going to die. If it is, it's hid from me. Dear God, this little woman has constantly done good. She is trying like darkest of old. And now she's getting this time of her heart's very bad. But did not your word that we put our whole soul and life in say that all things will work together for good to them that love you? Then it must be that you're working something that we know nothing about. It's all for the good, for she loves you. Now, to the great shepherd over all of us, the Lord Jesus Christ, and in his name I lay my hands upon my sister. May the God who made her and brought her to this earth May his spirit that steal her away from the things of the world to be your servant, may it heal her sick body and make her completely well, for we need her in the service, Lord. I commit her to you with this prayer of faith, my hands laying upon her to identify myself with the prayer, and say to this house, in the name of Jesus Christ, be moved, that our sister may live to the kingdom of God and for the glory of God.